जगत संहार सृष्टि स्थिति प्रलय इच्छा जहां एज्यूमिंग द फॉर्म ऑफ रुद्र ही डिस्ट्रॉयज द क्रिएशन बिकॉज क्रिएशन मेंटेनेंस एंड डिसोल्यूशन आर क्रिएटेड बाय हिज विल. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maheshwara, or Lord Shiva, is not an ordinary living being, nor is he equal to Lord Vishnu. Effectively, comparing Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva, the Brahma Sangita says that Vishnu is like milk, whereas Shiva is like God. God is nothing like milk, but nevertheless, it is milk also. Hiranyagarbhantarjami jagat karan jaransakari kare virat kalpana. Is the super soul Hiranyagarbha the cause of the material world? The universal form is conceived as his expansion. Heno narayana jar anser anso Sri Prabhu Nityananda Sarvavatansa. That Lord Narayana is a part of a plenary part of Lord Nityananda Balaram, who is the source of all incarnations. Dasam Shlokir Artha Kaila Vivarana Ekada Shlokir Artha Sunadiyamana. I have thus explained the 10th verse. Now please listen to the meaning of the 11th verse with all your mind. Here, Kaviraj Goswami speaks about Rudraji, Shivaji, that Vishnu is the super soul, Hiranyagarbha. Assuming the form of Rudra, destroys the creation. Thus creation, maintenance and dissolution are created by his will. Srushti sthiti pralaya. Creation, maintenance and dissolution are created by his will. Chhamatra. Sarvatantra sutantra iswara. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. His will is also supreme. Supreme will. By his mere willing, the creation, maintenance and destruction takes place by mere willing. And that Narayana, or that Vishnu, assuming the form of Rudra, destroys the creation. Thus creation, maintenance, dissolution are created by his will. But here, this Maheshwara or Shiva is not an ordinary living being, nor is he equal to Lord Vishnu. Brahma Sangita says about that, that Vishnu is like milk, whereas Shiva is God. God is nothing like milk, but nevertheless, it is milk also. In Brahma Sangita, it is mentioned, Kira dathata divikara visesa yogat sanjayati nahitata prabhagasti heto jasambutam pitata samupiti karja govindam adi purusam tamam jam. In Brahma Sangita says this thing about Sambhu, Rudra. Dugdha jena amla yogi dadhi rupa dhare dugdhantar vastunay dugdha hoite nare. Kaviraj Goswami writes the same thing in Sri Kintarpanaka. Dugdha means milk, takes the form of God, Jagrut, Dadhi. How? Amla Yogi. You understand? Amla is added to Dugdha. Amla means some sour thing. Is added to Dugdha, milk, it turns into Jagrut, Dadhi. So, that dadhi or curd is not different from dugdha, but it cannot be seed as milk. Because something added to it. This example is given to understand between difference between Lord Vishnu and Shiva. You understand? If Lord Vishnu will be milk, Shiva will be Jagrut, God. You understand? Because the Shiva has accepted Maya, mixed with Maya. That's like sour thing, amla. Therefore, that Shiva, Rudra, is not different from Vishnu, but not Vishnu. Cannot be said Vishnu, because something is added to it. You understand? This is the difference between Lord Vishnu and Shiva. That is stated in Brahma Sangita. You understand? Kaviraj Goswami quotes that thing. Again, in Brahma Sangita it is stated, Goloka namni nijadhamni tali chatasya devi mahesa haridham sute sutesu tatte prabhava nichayo vihitascha dhena govindam adi purusam tamam vajami. The purport of this verse is that in this material world, people know that Brahma is the creator of this world, Dhata, Vidhata, Srishtikarta, Adi Guru, the original Guru. Our Sampradaya begins from Brahma. So Brahma Sampradaya is the original Guru. And Shivaji is Maheshwara, Deva Deva, Mahadeva. People know this thing. But Brahma and Shiva are not Bhagavan. You understand? They are not Paratattva, Supreme Truth. They are different Tattva. Because both Brahma and Shiva are the servants of Lord Vishnu. Haristeka tattam vidhisiva suresa pranamitam. It's all stated like that. Haristeka tattam vidhisiva suresa pranamitam. Lord Hari is param tattva, supreme truth. Vidhi means Brahma, Shiva, and suresa, the king of the heaven, Indra. They are all servants of Lord Hari. Vidhishiva Suresa Pranamitam, they bow down at the lotus feet of Lord Hari. They are subordinate. Let us all state it. Therefore, this Brahma and Shiva are not Paratattva. Again, Shambhu also says that he is the servant of Lord Vishnu. The servant of Lord Krishna. Krishna preme unmatta nache divamba. You understand? He mentioned Krishna preme unmatta nache divamba. Digambar, Shiva, is naked. You understand? Digambar is naked. And always dancing, mad with Krishna Prem. You understand? Krishna Prem unmatta nachi Digambar. And says that I am the servant of Krishna. And Bhagavatam also says, Vaishnavanangata Sambhu. That Sambhu, Shivaji, is one of the Vaishnavas. Servant of Vishnu or Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam there is a verse. Adhapi jatpad nakhava sustam jagat virincho prahutaranambha seisam kunati anya tamo mukundat ko nam loki bhagavat padartho. This sloka is there in first canto Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Adhapi jatpad nakhava sustam jagat virincho prahutaranambha शेष पुनाति अन्य तम मुकुंदात को लोके भगवत को नाम लोके भगवत पदार्थ. इन दिस वर्ल्ड लॉर्ड मुकुंद इज भगवान अन्यतमो पुनाति अन्यतमो मुकुंदात को नाम लोके भगवत पदार्थ विकास from his toe comes out water. You understand? And that water is used by Lord Brahma for offering worship. And that water Lord Shiva has carried on his head and purifies that water, whole world. So, that Mukunda is the Supreme Lord. Nobody else is Supreme Lord in this material world. And there are innumerable proofs, Vedic proofs, about Lord Krishna, how he is Sarveshwara, Parameshwara. You understand? In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you'll find it is stated there. Sarvesya vedir havev vidya. Krishna says himself. Sarvesya vedir ahamev vidya. Do you know its meaning? Don't you read Bhagavad Gita? Famous verse. In all the Vedas, I am to be known. Krishna says, Pidasi lokasya characarasya tomasya pujyasya gururgaryam natatsama astyadhika kutanyo lokatrayapya pratima prabhava. This is Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter. Inverse alpha. This is a prayer offered by Arjuna to the inverse alpha. You understand? Pidasi lokasya characarasya. You are father, supreme father of the whole world. Arjuna prays. Tomasya pujyasya guru garya. You are only worshipable. You are Guru, Supreme Spiritual Master. Natasama astyadhika kutanya. Nobody is equal to you. Matta prataranana kinchidasti dhananjaya. This is the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. There is nobody superior to me, O Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya Das. Matta paratara nanya kinchidasti dhananjaya. Krishna says, Arjuna. Angi sarvaja jnanam bhuktacha prabhureva jaha. 9th chapter. Bhagavad Gita says, I am Prabhu. I am Supreme Lord, Ishwar. I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices, sarvaja jnanam. Rigveda Sangita also says, tad vishnu paramam tadam. You understand? And Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says, Ayam Atma Sarvesham Bhutanam Madhu. Ayam Atma Sarvesham Bhutanam Adhipati. Sarvesham Bhutanam Raja. Krishna mena vivahita matmanam akhilatmanam. This state. Gopal Tapini Sruti says, Tasmat Krishna eva parodevas tam dhyayat, tam rasayat, tam bhajat, tam jadet. You understand? Krishna is Parameswara. Paradevas tam Parameswara. Paramdevata. Supreme. Lord. Tam dhyayat. Meditate on him. Tam bhajat. Chant his glories. Tam jadet. Or safely. You understand? And Brahma Sangita says clearly, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sajidananda Vigraha, Anadiradir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. You know it. Swadashvetara Sruti also says that. Tangishwaranam Paramam Maheshwaram, Tang Devatanam Paramancha Daivatam, Patipatinang paramankarasta vidamati vam bhuvanesa ilyang. The Svetasvetara Upanishad says these things. That Lord Krishna, Ishwaranang paramang maheshwara, is Parameshwara. Supreme Ishwara. There are many Ishwaras, many controllers, but he is the Paramang Maheshwara. He is the Supreme Ishwara, Ishwara of Ishwaras. You understand? Supreme controller. Pati Patinam Paramang Parastad. Pati means love. Husband. Husband of the husbands. Supreme husbands. Supreme love. You understand? Bhagavat says, it is ansakalapunsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that thing. Basing on all these truths. Swayam bhagavan krishna krishna sarvasrayo.
Swayam bhagavan krishna.
Vedero pro केवलो ओहो ये कृष्ण के
वेदेर प्रज्ञा केवल
सर्व आदि सर्व अंशी किशोर से खो सर्वा सय सर्वेश्वर चिदानन्द देह सर्वा सय सर्वेश्वर चैतन्य चरितामृत से सेम थिंग स्वयं भगवान कृष्ण सर्व सर्वाश्रय परमेश्वर कृष्ण सर्वशास्त्रे कॉल इन ऑल वैदिक लिटरेचर्स इट इज सेड that Krishna is Parameshwara, the Supreme Lord. Adya Jnana Tattva Vastu. You understand? Adya Jnana Tattva Brajendra Kumar. Adya Jnana Tattva Brajendra Kumar. You understand? Brajendra Kumar, the son of Nanda Maharaj. That Krishna is Adya Jnana Tattva, absolute truth. You understand? You should know these words, specific words. Adya Jnana Tattva, Sanskrit words. Absolute truth. Prabhupada says in English like that. So you'll accept Prabhupada. Brahma Atma Bhagavan Tinatar Rupa. You understand? He has three features. Brahma, Atma means Paramatma, Super Soul and Bhagavan. Brahmeti Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti Sabdhyati, Bhagavan says. You understand? And Bhagavan manifestation is complete manifestation. Whereas, manifestation Brahma and Atma or Super Soul is partial manifestation. You understand? वेद भागवत उपनिषद आगम पूर्ण तत्व जारे कहे नहीं जाप सम वेद भागवत उपनिषद और वैदिक लिटरेचर से दैट इज पूर्ण तत्व इज कंप्लीट ट्रुथ कृष्ण दैट नोबडी इज इक्वल टू हिम गौण मुख्य वृत्ति के अन्य व्यतिरेके वेदर प्रतिज्ञा केवल कहे कृष्ण के Now Vedic truths speak Krishna, the Supreme Lord, Mukhya or Gauna, principal or secondary, in whatever way you may consider or explain Vedas, you'll find that Krishna is Parameshwara. Sarvaicha Vede Angeva Vedya. Krishna has said this. सर्वादि सर्वंशी किशोर शेखर चिदानंद देह सर्वाश्रय सर्वेश्वर यदि सोर्स ऑफ एवरीथिंग अनादि राजि गोविंद सर्व कारण का ब्रह्म संहिता हां इज ओरिजिन ऑफ एवरीथिंग एवरीथिंग इमानेट्स फ्रॉम हिम सर्व आदि सर्वंशी अंडरस्टैंड ऑल आर इज Plenary portions and portions and portions of plenary portions. He is Arjuna. Kishore Shekhar is form, real form. Madhurya Maya Rupa, very sweet, beautiful form. Huh? Always looking like a boy of 10, 12 years. Kishore. You understand? Chidananda deho sarvasraya sarveshwar. His body is Sachidananda Moy. Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Eternal, Sat, Chit, full of knowledge and full of pleasure. Ananda Maya Vigraha. Sarvasraya sarveshwar. Sarveshwara. Ishvara of all Ishvaras. is Parameshwara. And Sarvasra, all take. You understand? This Sarvasra. You understand? And that Bhagavan, has innumerable manifestations. Like Baladev, Narayan, Vasudev, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Niruddha, Karanadak Sai Vishnu, Garbhodak Sai Vishnu, Kiranava Sai Vishnu, like that. Brahma Sangisa gives all this. And also here, it is said, right? Rudra Rupa Dhari Kare Jagat Sanghar Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Ichhaya Janar. Assuming the form of Rudra, he destroys the creation, thus creation, maintenance and dissolution are created by his will. You understand? Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, these three are gunavataras, you know, gunavatar, qualitative incarnations, And among these three, Vishnu is Supreme Lord. Neither Brahma nor Shiva is Supreme Lord. You understand? And that Vishnu is a plenary portion of Lord Krishna, incarnation of Lord Krishna. You understand? And here in this material world, that Vishnu is treated as one of the Gunavataras. He is the presiding deity of Sattva Guna here. And Brahmaji is the presiding deity of Rajoguna, passion. And Shivaji is the presiding deity of Tamoguna, ignorance. Though Lord Vishnu is one of the Gunavataras, but he is not like Brahma and Shiva. You understand? Because the Supreme Lord is always in Suddha Sattva, pure Sattva. Visuddha Sattva, pure Sattva. So he is Supreme Lord, Vishnu. But Brahma and Shiva are not Supreme Lord. They are differentiated parts, jiva-tattva, vibhinansa-gata. You understand? Vibhinansa. Differentiated parts. Mamivansa-jiva-loke-jiva-bhuta sanatana. Lord Vishnu has two types of parts. One is swansa, another is vibhinansa. Swansa means direct expansion, plenary portion, we say. And jiva-tattva vibhinansa differentiated parts. So Brahma and Shiva come under this category, vibhinansa-gata, jiva-tattva, differentiated parts, not swansa. So they are not vishnu-tattva. Do you understand? And in Brahma-saṅgītā, it is given, described, that about Brahma, it is said, Diparchireva hi dasantaram avipetya dipayate vibhruta hedu samana dharma. Jastadrugeva hicha vishnu toya vibhati govindam adi purusam tamaham bhajami. About Lord Vishnu, it has said that Lord Vishnu is the expansion of that adi purusa govinda. Example is given this candle. You understand? There is one original candle, one original lamp, Deepa. And many other candles are coming out from it, being lit, lighted by it. But all of them give light equally. Samana dharma. Dipayate vibhuta hetu samana dharma. But there is one original candle, Mula Deepa, and he is Krishna, Govinda, Adi Purusha. And this is difference between avatara and avatari. You understand? Incarnation and source of incarnations. Krishna is avatari. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. He has innumerable incarnations. Avatara hi asankhya pare sattur nidhe duija. Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, says this thing. That Lord Hari has innumerable incarnations. Avatara hi asankhya pare sattur nidhe duija adha vidasin kulya sarasasya sarasasa. There is a very big water reservoir and many innumerable outlets are coming out from that reservoir. Similarly, Lord Hari is the source of innumerable incarnations. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? And Srimad Bhagavatam states about Brahma. Bhaswana tathasma sakalesu nijesu tejaha suyam kyat prakatayat kapi tad vadatra brahma sa esa jagadanda vidhana karta govindam adi purusam tamam vadami. This is about Brahma. You understand? I do bhajan of that adi purush govinda. So, inculcating his own energy in some jiva, makes him Brahma. So the Brahma creates, is the creator. Example is given, Bhaswan jathasma sakalesu nijesu teja swayam prakatayat, swayam kiyat prakatayat tapitat badatra. As the sun, manifests his own glaring sunshine or effulgence in different crystal stones. Do you understand? Similarly, that Adi Purusha Govinda inculcates his own energy in some jiva, and makes him Brahma. And through him, that Govinda creates this material world. So Brahma is not an ordinary jiva. Ordinary jiva has 50 qualities, very, very minute quantity. But that Brahma has those 50 qualities, something more than that. Than of ordinary jiva, and more than 50, five more qualities are there. Those qualities are not present in ordinary jiva. But Brahma and Vishnu, they have five more qualities. That means 55 qualities. So Brahma and Shiva are not ordinary living entities. You understand? This has been given in Brahma Sangita. So, I said all these things about Brahma and Shiva. Again, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Brahma Shiva Ajnakari Bhakta Avatar Palanarthe Vishnu Krishna Swarupa Akar. Brahma and Shiva are Bhakta Avatar. They are Bhaktas. They are the servants of Lord Vishnu or Krishna, and they obey the orders and directions of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. But Vishnu, who is maintaining this material world, that Vishnu is like Krishna. You understand? His Vishnu Tattva is a candle that has come out from the original candle, Krishna, and giving the light like that original candle also. So it's none different from Krishna in that way. Punasya, again, Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam 10th canto says, Siva sakti juta sa sutri lunga guna samrutaha harihir nirguna sakhyāt purusa prakruti paraha. That Siva is a part of Sadāsīva. Do you understand? Siva, Sambho, Rudra, is a part of Sadāsīva. Sadāsīva is Vishnu form. He is in Vaikuntha. Do you understand? And that Siva, here Rudra, in this material world, is part of that Sadāsīva. Do you understand? But Krishna is only Sarveshwareshwara. He is the Parameshwara, Swayam Bhagavan. And nobody is equal to him and nobody is superior to him. Matta parataravna anyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. That Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. But nobody is superior to me, the Supreme Lord. Is it true? Nobody is superior to him. Matta parataravna anyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. Oh dhananjaya. Nobody is superior to me, Krishna says. Is it true? Is it true? I think it's not true. Krishna is cheating. Krishna is cheating. Isn't it? Who is superior to Krishna?
Radha.
Radha? Radharani? Superior to Krishna? How is it? How do you know?
Because Krishna is controlled by Krishna, by Radharani's love.
Krishna is controlled by Radharani's love. Is it? Yes, Krishna says, Jayadeva Goswami has written, Dehi Padapallava Mudara. Oh Radharani, I ask for your lotus feet. Please give me. Dehi Padapallava Mudaharam. You understand? Yes. Govinda Nandini Radha. Govinda Sarvashva. That Radharani is giving pleasure to Govinda. Govinda Nandini Radha. And that Govinda is everything for Radharani. Radhar Krishna. The Krishna completely belongs to Radharani. You understand? And that Krishna has turned mad for Radharani. Like a mad man. He's acting. You understand? When Radharani takes bath in a flowing stream, you understand? Radharani takes bath in upstream, whereas Krishna takes bath in downstream. Because that all scents, flowers, kumkum, everything will come floating that stream and that will touch Krishna's body. It's like a madman. Krishna becomes mad for Radharani. You understand? At night, Krishna hides himself behind a Badri tree in the courtyard of Radharani's house. Badri tree, berry tree. He hides there. Because mother-in-law and sister-in-law of Radharani, chastise Krishna. Where is that Krishna? Wicked neck. Very naughty fellow. Being afraid of them. Just hiding them. It's like a madman. Huh? To get the association of Radharani, or to touch the body of Radharani, sometimes that Krishna disguises himself as a washerman's wife. You understand? Washerman's wife, washerman, washes clothes and goes to Radharani's house. Radharani, please give me your clothes, I'll wash it. You understand? Huh? Sometimes also the guy just himself as the wife of a barber, na people. You understand? Wife of a barber. Have you seen? There's no barber in there, your country, I think. There are barbers? All right. The wife of the barber. The wife of the barber goes and puts some red substance, we say it, alata, in the feet of the ladies. So Krishna jumps that far, wipe a barber and goes to Radharani. Please, Radharani, come, I'll put an alata on your feet. The madman. You understand? Like that. Yes, that's a fact. Therefore, that Krishna jumped the mode of Radharani and complexion of Radharani and came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu and cried as Radharani is crying for Krishna. Ko Krishna Hananda Kula Chandra Maha. Where is that Krishna? The son of Nanda Maharaj. Ko Krishna Manda Murali Rava. Where is that Krishna? Who plays very sweetly with his flute? You understand? He says. Mahaprabhu was saying like that. Yaho mote bheta ivas nanda nanda. Kahan gale kahan paam brajendra nanda. You understand? Where can I go? Where shall I find that Brajendra Nanda, the son of Nanda Maharaj? You understand? Mahaprabhu was saying like that. It's Krishna himself. Because he has jumped the mood of Radharani, the complexion of Radharani, thinks himself Radharani. So Radharani is so great than Krishna, isn't it? So Krishna assumed this mood and his complexion. Yes, that's a fact. But Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Bhakta Samya, Krishna Samya Haita Hoy Bodo Bhakta Pada. You understand? Krishna Samya Haita Hoy Bodo Bhakta Pada. Those Brahma Bhadis or Maya Bhadis, they want to become Lord, Supreme Lord, or one with Him. They are ignorant fools. Why are you trying to become Lord, one with the Supreme Lord? Become His bhakta. You become His bhakta, His devotee. Because the devotee is greater, superior, greater than Krishna. Bhakta samya haita hoy, Krishna samya haita hoy, Bodo Bhakta Pada. You understand? Will become His dear devotee, very intimate devotee. of Krishna, the Krishna will make you greater than He. You understand? So why are you trying to become one with Him? You're nonsense. You become Bhagavan. Krishna Samya Haita Hoy Bada Bhakta Bada. So, I say, that's not true. That Krishna says, Matta Paratara Nanya Kinchidasti Dhananjaya. Oh Dhananjaya, there is nobody superior to me. No, this is not true. This is not true. Your Bhakta is greater than you. Isn't it? Bhakta can bend him. No? Bhakta climbs up his shoulder. Isn't it? Isn't it? Yashoda Mata binds Krishna. And Sri Ram Gop climbs up his shoulder. Why is it? Is that Krishna greater? No, no. This is Bhakta Vatsalya. How dear is Bhakta? You understand? Krishna said, Na tathami priyatama atma jonir na sankara na ta sankarsana na sri na vatna jatha bhava. This is to Uddhava. 11th canto, Bhārata. Oh, Uddhava! You are so dear to me. Nata dhāmi priyatama atma joni na saṅkara. That atma joni brahmā is not so dear. That saṅkara or Shiva is not so dear. Na śrī, Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune, she is not so dear. Na Balarāma, the Balarāma is not so dear. Naiva Atma, my own soul or I myself is not dear to me, as you are dear to me, you see. Then who is greater? Think of that Bhakta. Krishna Samya Haita Hoy Bada Bhakta Bada. So you become Bhakta. So Krishna will make you greater than He. Why are you trying to become one with Him? You nonsense. Do you understand? So I say, this is not true. Krishna is cheating. Matta paratara nanyat kinsidasti dhananjaya. Oh dhananjaya, there is nobody superior to me. Oh, cheating. No, there is superior. Bhakta is superior. So become his Bhakta. You see? This is Krishna. So, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Nadiradir Govinda, Sarvakarna Karna. That Sarvakarna Karna, Sachidananda Vigraha Krishna, who is Parameswara, he is Bhakta Premvadhya. He is Bhakta Purutantra. You understand? He is bound up with the love of Bhakta, his devotee. Do you understand? So devotee is so great. Therefore he assumes the mood of a devotee and came as a devotee, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? This is Krishna. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna, Govinda ki. Yeah?
Yes, in the Bhagavad Gita it says Rajavidya Rajaguya.
Huh? Rajavidya Rajaguya.
It's the topmost secret.
Huh.
So even though Krishna is saying he's the supreme,
That
secret hasn't been revealed in Gita.
Mm.
So.
Mm. Yes, Rajvidya Rajguhyat Yoga is said. Manmana bhava madbhakta madjaji mang namaskar, mang vesyasi. Sarvadharmaan pritejya mami kam saranambhaya. This is most confidential instructions. You understand? He taught like that. Manmana bhava madbhakta madjaji mang namaskar. Always think of me, become mind devotee, worship me, then you will come to me. Sarvarmana paritijya mami kunstaranam braja. Give up all other religions, just surrender unto me. That's the last concluding statement. He says like that. You understand? This must confidence. But when he went back to his own abode after owning up all his pastimes here, thinking, oh, I gave so much instruction. Confidential, more confidential and most confidential instruction. I gave everything to Arjuna, through Arjuna to all humanity. But how many of them can understand it and practice in their life how to surrender? Nobody. Especially the Kali Yuga people. After Dwapar Yuga comes Kali Yuga. They can't understand this thing. We are so conditioned and eating very nasty things. Kadarjya bhaksha. Their consciousness is so low. They cannot understand this. I have only said, not practically demonstrated. So this is an also best saying, example is better than precept. Do you understand? So again I have to go and practically demonstrate how to surrender. How to practice bhakti yoga. So he came as Goa. Do you understand? As devotee. You see? So merciful. And indiscriminately distributing praise. That praise is bound up. If you get that, if you can get that praise, then you can bind up Krishna. Or get Krishna. Otherwise, not possible. Do you understand? So, incarnation of Gauranga is most munificent in us. Mahavadanyavatara. Because he is distributing Krishna prem freely, indiscriminately, without any discrimination. Whether Dinabandhu is qualified or not. No discrimination. With distribution. Take it. So, merciful incarnation. You understand? Today is the disappearance day of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Kaviraj, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Very auspicious day. So in the morning, we'll discuss about Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Because we discuss about Raghunath Das Goswami on Chudadadi Mahotsav day. And we discuss about Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. whenever it is necessary while teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, this Chaitanya-charitamrita. You understand? So especially we'll discuss say, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, his life history. And if time permits, then I may say something on Madhvacharya that I have not said in that day. Vijayadasami day. The appearance there, Madhvacharya. Time permits. Provided. You understand? Hare Krishna.